Welcome to Family Matters, a daily look inside the real world of parents and their children. I'm your host, Paul Kendall. Monday through Friday is typically filled with hectic work schedules for adults and equally hectic school schedules for children. And Sunday can easily become a day just to do everything that you didn't get done on Saturday. We are the busiest generation in history, and if you're not careful, the week can pass you by without proper rest. Just like automobiles are designed to require proper maintenance, our manufacturer has designed us to require a day of rest. In Genesis 2:2, it says, God rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had done. Many Christians get so busy with church work that they sabotage any hope for a true Sabbath. I remember years ago when I was minister of music at a church, Sunday mornings we would often oversleep because we had been out late the night before. Then we'd get up and run around the house shouting things like, "Socks! Where are my socks?" Then we would speed to church, bickering all the way, and then I'd open the door to the platform, put on a big fake smile and say, "Isn't it good to be in the house of the Lord?" After service, I might say, "Oh, I've invited some people over for lunch." "What?" my wife would say. "We were going to go to McDonald's, and besides that, the house is a wreck." So I'd tell her, "Look, you go on, and I'll stall them for 10 or 15 minutes." And this would produce enough frustration to last the rest of the day. Week after week, year after year, we lost our Sabbaths. Eventually, we learned the importance of having a day of rest and worship. Mark 15:24 says, "Now when evening had come, because it was the day of preparation, that is, the day before the Sabbath." You see, it was a common practice, even in the time of Christ, to prepare for this important day. So we began to prepare. Saturday night, we laid our clothes out and made sure we knew where the socks were, and we discussed our lunch plans for the next day, and we got to bed at a decent time. What a difference that made! You see, everyone deserves a Sabbath, a day of rest and worship. This Saturday night, take a little time to prepare for your family's day of rest and worship. Then, get up Sunday, take the family to church, and enjoy the day. God says you need it. Guard your Sabbath and don't let anyone or anything steal it from you. And come Sunday, the smile on your face will be real. That's Family Matters. I'm Paul Kendall. Everybody wants a family and a place to call home. If you're looking for a home church, come to Zion Tabernacle where family matters. Every Sunday morning's 10:30 service is filled with great music and Bible teaching for the whole family. Once the service is dismissed, you're free to go but invited to stay for free refreshments and an opportunity to get to know your brothers and sisters in the Lord. This is Pastor Paul Kendall inviting you to come and visit us this Sunday morning. We're located just 1.6 miles west of US 1 on Midway Road in Fort Pierce, and on the web at ziontabernacle.com. We're waiting for you at Zion, so come be a part of the family.